BJ and Jamie.
Did you see the story on Monday of those kids dropped off at the wrong location in Douglas County, I think it was?
Well, I knew about it before the news even went to it because you know how I follow every city's next door?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so there was a mom and she's like, I just want to know if anybody had this happen today. I'm in tears. My kid was dropped off 2 miles from my house. A stranger brought...
2 miles?
Yeah.
And well, when I listen to the news story here that I'm about to play for you, it makes it appear that he was just like a block away.
She said 2 miles.
Yeah, and some of the kids were like really genuinely scared.
And I guess a stranger picked up her kids and brought them home.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what she said on Next Door.
There'd be outrage.
The entire busload, right, was just dropped off.
I don't know. I was just what
40 kids.
Yeah. My recap was just what I read on Next Door. And then she asked for people, please, you know, contact me and DM me. And then the page just blew up.
All right. Well, let me play the audio for you. Okay. This is the guy talking. This is the bus driver in this audio piece. And he's talking about he was fired yesterday. Okay. He got, I guess he got a phone call from the school district and they let him go. But I didn't realize they were that far from home because they downplay it in this audio. They make it sound like that he stopped. He was using a GPS and the GPS went out on him. And so he was confused at where he was at. And he made it sound like that he was only like a block or two away.
Well, what doesn't make sense about this is that one of the people on Next Door, by the way, I must be like news reporters because after that lady posted it, 3 news reporters put, please contact me. Please contact me.
Yeah.
On Next Door. Yeah. So they troll the news reporters trolled all the Next Doors all over the city too.
We've accused them of trolling us.
I know.
Right? We'll bring up something here on the air, then all of a sudden it's on TV.
Yeah. Yeah. But the weird part that didn't make sense is that somebody said that the principal was so worried about this bus driver that she said, I want to get on the bus and ride with the kids. But then she didn't.
Prior to?
Yeah. So I don't.
Because they were.
She was concerned about his, his stability.
Have you seen the bus driver? When you see this guy, I feel sorry for him.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
oh.
But now I don't.
I don't know.
I'm back and forth.
See,
on
when
this.
I first heard the story, I didn't feel bad for him at all.
But I did when I watched the video. Here's the story, the TV report.
Just about every parent's worst nightmare. Douglas County parents are enraged about their kids' bus ride home on Monday when the district says the driver stopped short of the third stop on the route and all 40 students on the bus exited.
And he told all the kids to get off of his bus. So 40 children scattered like ants.
That's not correct. I said nothing to them. I opened the door and they knew that this was at least close to where they were supposed to get off and they just were getting off.
This is the man who was behind the wheel, Irving Johnson. He says he's driven for the school district for the last 7 years.
Was this your first time on this specific route?
It is. I got on the bus and they were in an uproar. Well, firstly, I took the microphone because we have speakers in the bus and I said quiet down and then I said it louder and it had no effect.
He claims after he started driving, the tablet that gives him direction stopped working.
Where's the next turn? And they said turn here. I recognize I could have done better at that stop when the rest of the kids got off the bus. And it was bizarre for me. And I think I was really stunned by it, and I didn't know what to do.
Johnson agrees he should have done so.
The district called me up today and said that I'm not to come back to work.
In Douglas County, Colette Bordelon, Denver 7.
Denver 7. Well,
and what they were saying is, like, don't you have, like, you have, you know, like, base? Can you come in?
Yeah, you could talk to dispatch.
Yeah, right? And say, I am confused. I don't know what's going on, you know?
I don't know.
Can you bring another bus? I'm having a mental moment.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He makes it sound like that he pulled up to this intersection, and it was close enough because of his GPS, and it was close enough. So some of the kids started to get off. Then all of them piled off. Everybody got off the bus when he opened the door, and he was perplexed, and he didn't know what the hell was going on, shut the door, and drove off.
Well, and then some of the parents on Next Door were saying that he was saying bad things to the kids and yelling at him.
Yeah, that would he possibly might hurt them if they don't fall in line or something.
Right, and then, like, I guess he dropped one kid off 2 miles from the house, and then some of the kids were dropped off in an intersection, you said, like a full-on... And this lady was freaking out. She's like, it's a busy intersection. My little girl is so little.
I will say that if you got this confused driving a bus with 40 kids on it, you probably should look for maybe the greeter's job over at Walmart or something.
What?
You know, something a little less responsibility?
Well, then one woman said, I actually, because everybody's saying it's because of the shortage of bus drivers.
Yeah.
But one woman said that she applied for Douglas County to be a bus driver. And she said that they really, really are strict with how they vet you.
Yeah.
She had a DUI 22 years ago and they said, sorry. And she was like, I was 19 or whatever. And I made a mistake. And they're like, nope, sorry. You had a DUI 22 years ago.
Wow.
They said, nope, we can't take you.
Wow.
And it's just weird because this guy has been driving for 7 years for them.
Yeah.
And hasn't had any problems.
Something happened. I think something.
Well, something happened because somebody said that they had contemplated going with him that day.
Yeah.
There was something in the past
that
had also, come to their attention that they would put that kind of scrutiny on him. Right?
I think maybe he just was overwhelmed with how bad the kids were.
I think he got caught in a moment where he got confused. I think he's an older guy, okay? And I think he got very confused, opened the door, a few kids got off, and then all of them started getting off because he'd been yelling at them on the bus.
Right.
And he's like, okay, whatever.
Bye.
Shut the door. See ya, kids. And just motored off, And I think that's what he did. He made a bad decision.
Now, last I had heard, according, again, to Nextdoor, would not release the video of him in the bus. Have they done that yet?
No.
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
I haven't seen it. No. All I saw was the report I found this morning. It was kind of hard to find.
Yeah, because they're like, they wanted the video, and the bus is like, the bus people are like, nope, you don't need to see that.
Yeah. What a story.
I know.
But if I'm a parent, I'm outraged. If my kids dropped off and a stranger pulls into my driveway and my kid jumps out of the car,
right?
I'm really upset. I mean, I feel bad for this guy too, but as a parent, I don't blame you, man. This guy, he does need to find another job. I can tell by watching this video, Jamie, he got very confused. And that is not a job that you can afford to get confused.
True.
You got 40 children on there. And they were anywhere from 5 or 6 years old.
Oh, they were six? Oh, my
somewhere.
Gosh. Wow.
One lady said her 8-year-old was on the bus, but I think it was first graders all the way up.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I would be, I get why the parents are outraged, but a lot of people are saying they're overreacting. I'm like, I don't think you overreact when a stranger drops off your kid.
Yeah. Absolutely not.
And it doesn't have to be six different incidents of where stranger, all it takes is one. Okay, what? And we got a problem.
Yeah.
And again, I can listen to this audio and watch the video of this guy. He was extremely confused. It's not a job for him right now.
Yeah,
he can do something else, right?
He seems like a nice guy,
though. He does.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.